All right. So how to atone for your partner's past. So this woman, she reveals how to handle your partner who doesn't approve of your racist. Not racist. It's supposed to say racy.
How do I deal with a partner that used to be racist?
Supposed to say racy past.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, too many lovers. And I brought this up. So, look, you can be mismatched.
Yeah.
You know, as far as your morals. If your morals don't align, it's probably leave your relationship behind. Because it's just not going to work.
I disagree. I mean, our morals don't align. And we work great.
I know, but we're not in We're in a work relationship.
You let me live with you if I wanted.
I mean, but you'd have to change some ways.
Oh, come on. Like what?
Everything.
Smoke outside. I got it.
No, smoke in another neighborhood.
In another neighborhood?
Yeah.
In another... I couldn't go out to the she shed?
No. It's called
a she. You don't even use it anymore.
She shed. Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
It's badass.
You haven't been out there in probably...
Since yesterday?
4 months.
Yesterday.
Yeah, to turn off the AC.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever. I disagree, and you know it too. You disagree too. You just don't want to say it.
Nope. I don't think you can. So check it out. So get this. You know, there's good chance, right? The person... Let's say, you know, ladies, you told your man, oh, yeah, it's two guys. And he's probably... That's a bunch of crap. He knows that you're lying.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They probably heard stories or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I get there's ghost stories and then there's host stories. And yeah. Those are called host stories. Well, where you hear about stories from, you know, maybe you get wind of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, oh, man, oh, you're dating her. Cool. You probably don't know, but she used to bleep, 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 bleep. That's called a host story.
Gotcha.
Instead of a ghost story.
I think there's also this thing, too, when you first start talking to somebody, you really like them, and then you think that they're not going to judge you, right? So there's like this false sense of security where you're like, this guy really likes me. He's not going to judge me. I can be honest with him. Like, yeah, I've kind of had a crazy past. Boom, you tell him this number, and then the judging starts.
Well, it says here.
Don't fall for it, ladies.
Well, a lot of ladies think, oh, he's never going to find out what I did. He's never going to find out. So I can lie.
Right.
But guess what? Somebody somewhere is going to let them know.
Yeah, but how do you let them know? How do you let them know? You know what I mean? Because, like, I've ran into people out and about where it's like I have been with the woman that they're with, and I've never been, like, you know, passing by, I buy them a beer, and I'm like, I, you know, had sex with your chick. Like, I've never done that before.
Never done that?
Never in my life. I never would. Because I think I would kill somebody if they ever did that to me.
You could airdrop something.
I really think
them.
I'd break a bottle and stab them right in the throat if somebody ever did that.
Let's
to
say
me.
You have a kink that your partner doesn't approve of, right? That could be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you got to get over.
Yeah.
But let's say you cheated on somebody in the past. Maybe you haven't always been the most loyal.
Who cares?
But guess what? They heard from a third party. Usually somebody's going to tell them. You might have a frenemy. Right, that is gonna let them know, and then they're eventually gonna confront you. So they say honesty is the best policy. Anybody agree with that? That honesty is the best policy. Then you know, let's say you know you went through your whole phase, right?
Yeah,
and you're like, man, I should probably let your man know. You should let your man know.
No.
Yes, because then otherwise you're gonna be in this relationship where you have mixed match morals, and it just doesn't work.
Morals aren't that big of a deal. Like, you really put a lot into morals.
Yes.
I mean, which is crazy.
What's up, Travis?
Hey, what's up, guys? I found out from my fiance's mom, actually, and it made me rethink the whole marriage thing.
Wow, damn.
Damn.
What did she say?
Well... You know, my fiance said she had been with three people in all serious relationships, and I got that she wasn't a virgin, and she's done stuff, whatever.
Right. You got past that. You're like, three's not that bad.
Three's right. Ideal.
But her mom is older, and we were talking, and she asked how many girlfriends I had, and if I was engaged before, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I told her more than your daughter, and she looked surprised. She's like, wow, that many? And, and she was like, well, you know, you two are perfect. And
okay, so mom thought you've been with a lot of women. Have you been with a lot of women?
You know, my fair share. Sure. Well,
what's
but,
your
you
fair
know,
share, like, Biden?
I mean, I don't think I could give you a number, but it's a decent number. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right.
A respectable number.
Okay.
But I played it off and said, oh, you know, lots of boyfriends, huh? And she said, all the time, you know, she was a wild one. They said, you know, they used to catch her having sex all the time with the boys. She lived at home during college. And, you know, her mom said she just, like, kind of gave up talking with her daughter about it and hoped that she would meet a nice guy someday. And apparently that's how she got her name, Garante. The nickname is apparently a joke because, if you know, if she liked
Garante.
You, it was a guarantee. Yeah.
Her nickname's Garante.
Garante.
But it really means guarantee, huh?
Okay.
So when you got, if you right. talked to her, it was a guarantee.
Wow.
Nicknamed her Garante.
Garante.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that just made me sick, man. You know, I thought
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, you're hanging out with Garante.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That so sounds excellent.
I had to confront her about it.
Dude, she's the men's warehouse. I guarantee it.
Yeah, okay.
Remember that guy?
Yeah,
what
I
do you mean she's the men's warehouse?
I don't know. That's just, I don't think about women when I think about men's warehouse. I would think about men.
I'm sorry. Well, then Garante.
Yeah. No, I get what you were saying. You were guaranteeing it, but there's a lot of companies that guarantee things.
Sure.
You just can't, I can't think of another one.
Tommy Boy. The auto parts.
Tommy Boy.
Remember, he's like, I guarantee
that's not
it.
Real, Bill. That's not real.
You ever look up a bull's ass or
no,
whatever it is?
No, that's not how it goes.
I don't know where the saying
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know. You mess it up every time.
But check it out. Well, so did Tommy Boy. All right. Travis, so you find out that Garante, you guys are engaged, right?
Yeah.
So now yeah. you're saying yep. that your engagement, your potential marriage is not a Garante.
I can't help but feel differently about it, and I, you know,
yeah,
I confronted her.
If your girl's nickname is Guarantee, like that's
yeah,
that's rowdy.
I feel like we're not even saying that right either. Garante just doesn't sound like that's actually a word.
I don't think it is.
Okay,
I think they made it. Did they make it up, sir?
Yeah, I guess they did.
Okay, so her mom basically. Like, let all her whole secrets out to you.
Yes, all of them.
Oh. That, let all the skeletons out of the closet.
Yep.
Let all the hot dogs out of the bag, if you will.
Okay.
That's a horrible analogy.
Why are you going to rethink this whole marriage thing? I mean, you're already committed to that, sir.
Well, I just feel like she was dishonest, you know. I mean, and
yeah.
I confronted about her and she got mad and she cried and you know, she was mad at her mom. And I just think that, you know, she should be mad at herself. Her mom didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I don't know why she's taking it out on her mom. Her mom's just, you know, fountain of truth.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Right.
And do you only refer to her as Garante now?
No, I can't even, man. I don't know what to call her. I just say, hey, you. But
hey, liar.
Hey,
I mean, big old Pinocchio.
It doesn't sound
Pinocchio.
Toxic. Sounds like a successful relationship.
It sounds super toxic.
Oh, yeah, toxic.
All right, here's the deal. So she told not just a little lie. This is a big old lie, big old pack of lies. And so what are you going to do, man?
I don't know. I just feel like we should put things on pause for now.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, delay the whole wedding date and stuff like that. But don't, or you could go, you could live by the thing, you know, the famous phrase that all girls lie.
Yeah.
So you could just be like, all right, well, this is just, all girls lie about this. You could just deal with it like that. You could just not take the, you know, the marriage super serious, and when opportunity arises, you nail somebody.
You can take it as a positive.
What, Derek?
Seems like a weird way to go into a marriage.
Okay, you had Adderall, I had a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
So we all have our things. So now I'm acting a little different because I've had a Coke Zero here.
Well, no, yeah, no, I'm on PEDs for sure.
Let me go to Taylor.
Or is it PDs?
PEDs?
Performance-enhancing drugs. Performance-enhancing drugs.
What's
hey, how's
up?
It going?
Taylor, what do you think?
Hey, so Garante, right? I don't know where that came from at all. But Garantia
is guarantee in Spanish.
Okay.
So,
well, it's probably some white people that didn't know how to say it properly and started calling her Garante.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There we go. Probably. Yep.
Or dude's not saying it right.
Yep.
All right. Well,
yep.
So, Taylor, let's say you found out that, you know, your girl used to be a Garante.
I think we'd have to discuss that. I think we'd have to have a conversation.
Okay.
Find out, you know, whether she was still a Garante or not. Because if she's still a Garante, I'm not a Garante.
There you go. Let's go. Appreciate that, Taylor. Let's go to Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. That's it. I've been a first-time listener every time I listen to y'all every morning. But on that subject, like, why would we judge your woman from her past? Like, we all got a past.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think it's because we're judging.
Can't say that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she lied. Now, if you're Travis and your chick lied about it, do you still get married?
At that point, I think you got to have a talk with her. Like, you got to tell her what's up. Like, you got to be like, hey, I don't know why you lied to me about it. Like, we all got a past. Because sometimes, as men, we lie about our numbers, and we ain't going to just tell her, like, hey, I slept with 50 people. We might half that into 25, like, you know. So
yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay. So could you still go through with, you know, potential, like, setting a marriage date?
Not until we get an understanding on that. So probably not.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that, Jordan. So, Travis, he's saying that maybe you have a sit down, but she got angry, right? So you
confronted
her.
Upset about it.
And now she's mad at her mom.
Yeah, she's pissed at her mom, and she's, you know, she got upset at me for bringing it up.
Why would she get upset? Dude, you were an innocent person. You were just sitting there, and then mom starts, mm-hmm. you know, throwing all these hoe stories.
Yeah.
How is she even mad at you? You're just saying, hey, what's going on? The math doesn't add up. She's saying You had all these. Her mom used to catch her having sex all the time, and they just gave up. Gave up trying to stop it.
No, we can't fix it.
I just don't know why mom's like hating on her right in front of him.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want her daughter to get married?
Yeah, possibly.
Does she
know.
Want her to be single like she is and miserable?
Maybe.
And so she's like, hey,
maybe
my daughter's
a
good. Like, she. It doesn't it feel like the mom's hating on the daughter?
Well, the mom thought that he was a hoe as well.
Who cares?
Like, true.
Mom has to know that doesn't matter. Mom has to have some self-awareness there. Like, you got to know, like, oh, he was a hoe, so it's okay that my daughter's a hoe, too. Oh, let's make fun of her. I'm a moron.
Let's go to
Let
California.
Let me headbutt the wall.
What's up? California. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess my only question is, if she's still not a hoe, like, what does it matter?
Yeah, does it matter, Travis? If she's not a hoe anymore, if she's a retired hoe, she's, you know, hung up her cleats.
It matters, but still, you know, the lies are there. You know, she wasn't open about it. You know, she wasn't open about her past, and that, like, that makes a difference.
How dumb do you feel that you didn't even know her nickname? It's like you don't even know her.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I'm kind of a stranger and I'm getting married to a stranger, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, California, you obviously, you know, what she did in the past is in the past, right? Do you think she should have been upfront and honest about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get you for that. I don't know why women feel the need to lie. I mean, clearly this might be why. I don't know.
It's because men are insecure. We're fragile. We don't have, like, hard shells.
Yeah, we also don't like clearance.
Okay. Coming up next, we have the State of the U.S.